My full name in Vietnamese is Đỗ Nguyễn Mai Khôi, but I have to write opposite in America, like Nguyễn Mai Khôi Đỗ. My first name is Mai Khôi. I was born in Cam Ranh in a very small city in the middle of the country. I came to the US at the end of 2019. I moved to the US because I involved in activism, and because of my activism, the government hate me and they make a lot of troubles to me. They threaten me all the time, put surveillance on me, evicted me from my house, detained me many times. I'm banned from singing in public. Yeah, I've been isolated from my society. When I felt that it's dangerous for me, I had to leave my country. I left everything behind. I didn't know that I will move here completely. I didn't prepare for that. I just had to escape my country as soon as I can. I couldn't bring anything, just some instruments and some clothes. I brought here the dan gong, the Vietnamese traditional instrument from the ethnic group called Zarai. And the dan gong is very special to me, so I brought it. And I brought my guitar as well. I've been in the US many times before I moved. I traveled to perform many times since 2005. At that time, I just performed pop music for the Vietnamese community that brought here in the US. I have three different bands. One band with experimental electronic music. Another band play jazz original songs. And another band playing my activist performance. I am artist in residency at City of Asylum. And they have a beautiful house for me to stay here. I think that is the best thing I have when I moved here. I don't see any similarities between the US and Vietnam. We are so different. We have so different cultures, different language. The way we use language also very different. And we have a very different education system. If you go to Vietnam, maybe you will have shock culture. It's like another world for you. We have so many different special food in Vietnam because we have 56 different ethnic groups in the country. So we have so many different kinds of food. The most popular is noodle soup. We have to use chapstick because we eat noodle soup a lot. My favorite food is bún riêu. It's the noodle soup with the crab that live in the rice fields. In Vietnamese kitchen, we don't have the oven like here. So when I moved here, I'm so happy that we have the oven. It's so convenient to cook. We don't have bake culture in Vietnam, but because I make a lot of Vietnamese foods, we don't need the oven. I've been traveling around the world a lot, like nearly 20 countries already. And the US have some good things, also some bad things, just like every country. And I just really, really love Pittsburgh, and I want to stay here.